Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Nisan Elilan ben Shana Tziporin for Miriam Bas Chaya. The Torah tells us at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, "Be'omer Shem Alavram Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Me'ladlechom Be'tzeficha L'aretz Asher Areka Ve'ezcha L'goy Godla Ba'varechecha Ba'gadla Shemecha V'yei Baracha." Shem tells Avram, go from your land, from your place of birth, from the house of your father, to the land that I will show you, and I'll make you a great nation, I'll bless you, and I'll make your name great, and you'll be blessed. Rashi says, Ve'ezcha L'goy Godol B'kani Yatazoch L'banim. There I'm going to make you a great nation, but here, where you are now, you're not going to be Zoch L'banim, you're not going to merit children. Vo'cho Di'a Tivacha Be'olam, and also I will tell your nature to the world. Ve'avarechacha, and I'll give you a bracha, Rashi says, B'mamon, etc. And then Vayter, the pasuk says that Avraham went as God told him with Lot. He's 75 years old when he leaves Haran. Avraham takes Sarai with him, Lot the son of his brother, and all the rechush, all the nefesh that they made in Haran, as a nefesh arasub Haran, and they go out to go to Eretz Canaan, and they come to Eretz Canaan. Rashi says asher asub Haran, the souls they made in Haran, shechnis and tachas kanfei hashchina, Avraham begayres anashim, besar begayres anashim. So the souls that they made in Haran, they brought them under the wings of the Shechina. Avram was Megayer the men, Sarah was Megayer the women, and it's as if they made them. That's what it means to share Asu B'Haran. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, it says, V'amr of Yitzchak Arba Dvarim Mekarim Gzar Dino Shel Adam. There are four things that rip up a person's Gzar Din, and here they are. Tztaka, Tse'aka, Shinu Hashem, Shinu Maisa. Giving tzedakah, screaming, it's changing your name and changing your deeds. V'yesha omrim, there's in the Gemara goes a little weiter, and then we're skipping. V'yesha omrim af shinui makom. And some say, even shinui makom, even changing your place. How do you see that changing your place is mekareg zardino? Because it says, V'yomre Hashem al Avram, lech lecha me'artzecha, and only afterwards, v'ezcha l'goy gadol. So when he's promised to be a great nation, that he's going to be zocha to banim, it's only when he leaves Eretz Canaan, when he leaves his land, and then he's going to be made into a great nation. So you see that shinui makom, changing your place, is mekareg zardino v'idach. And what about Rabbi Yitzchak, who didn't enumerate this among those things that rip up the zardin of a person? He answers the Gemara, ha'huz chusa d'Eretz Yisrael d'han yilein. It's not pshat that he changed his place. It's pshat that he went to Eretz Yisrael. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, it's a chus of Eretz Yisrael, but not just merely changing your place. So, in the wonderful Sefer Marbe Torah, Marv Rabbi, Rav Agon Rav Yaakov Dovin Hanik, Shlita and Parshas Lech Lecha. It's an entire sefer, just on Parshias Lech Lecha, Vayera and Chayisara. So he asks the kasha, and we're going to go on his derech to be mitaretz this kasha. Lechora, it's hard to understand the sheet of the Yesh Omrim. Why is it pasha to the Yesh Omrim that the pasuk is telling us that a shinui makom is going to help Avram and Sarah have children? Why isn't it a strong enough svar in his eyes to say that only going to Eretz Yisrael, going from Haran to Eretz Yisrael, is going to help them? Because everybody agrees that Eretz Yisrael is holy, right? Nobody argues with that. So it's mistaber that going up b'kedushas hamakom can also be pol and aliyah b'schus ha'adam. So why is he dafka tolit in the shinui makom and not in the fact that he went to Eretz Yisrael? Befrat, here we're talking about Koch HaOlada, and we see in the Gemara in Yevamah Samach Dalet Amud Aleph that if a person is married for 10 years, he can get divorced, give her a ksuba, because maybe he's not going to have children from her. And then we bring a Zecha L'Dabra in the Gemara, because Avram Avinu, Miketz Ezer Shanam, L'Shevus Avram Eretz Canaan, 10 years after Avram Avinu sat in Eretz Canaan, why only 10 years he didn't have children? What about all the children before the time he didn't have children before? So the Gemara says that the living in Chutz Laretz doesn't count as not having children. Only now it counts as not having children when in Eretz Yisrael. So being in having children, there's a big shaychus between having children and living in Eretz Yisrael. So why is Rabbi Yitzchak not satisfied with the fact that he's going to, why is the Yesh Omrim not satisfied with the fact that he's going to Eretz Yisrael, like Rabbi Yitzchak said? And he said, no, it's because of the Shinui Makom. Rashi there in Yevamah says, Miketz Ezer Shonim Baal Hagar. after 10 years he had Bia with Hagar. And why didn't he marry her before? The answer is because the Yeshiva's Chutz La'aretz doesn't count. Maybe it's because of Avon Chutz La'aretz, but now that it's Esr Shanim and nothing's happening in Eretz Yisrael, so now it's time to go with Hagar. So you see, that's Tali Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. So why what's wrong? Why did the Yesh Omrim accept that? So we could say that the Raya is that it doesn't say Avram Avinu should go to Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKadosha, it just says go to the land, I'll show you. And Memela, it's about going from one place to the other and not going to Eretz Yisrael Dafka. Then we have another Kasha Mitzad Acher, that Avram and Sarai started as man and wife in Ur Kasdim, in the land of their birthplace, and only then they went to Haran, like it says the end of Parshas Noach. Yer Aleph Lamed Aleph, Ikach Terech as Avram Beno, Veslot Ben Haran Ben Beno, Vesarai Kala Soish as Avram Beno, Vietzu Itami Ur Kasdim, Lechas Arta Kanan Vevoat Haran Veyeshu Sham. So it says that they went out from Ur Kasdim to go to Eretz Kanan, and then they stopped in Haran. So you see, Mefurish in the Pasuk, that Avram Avinu already married Sarai in Ur Kasdim, and they weren't Zochet of children there. And then they went with Terach to live in Haran. And there they also didn't have children. Wait a second. So they already had a Shinu Makom. So if Shinu Makom works according to the Yesh Omrim, why didn't the Shinu Makom from Ur Kasdim to Haran work? It must be that it has nothing to do with Shinu Makom, it has to do with Eretz Yisrael. So then Nachum Awe Vakashis, then why does he say that it's Midin Shinu Makom, it's Midin Eretz Yisrael? Because he already had a Shinu Makom and it didn't help. So it must be the koach of Eretz Yisrael, the holada is b'schus Eretz Yisrael, like we see in the Gemara Yevamah Samach Dalit, and now machmas shinu makom tzarich iyun gadol meod. And the Yesh Omrim, where is he coming from? So the Sifri says famously on the pasuk v'shinadim levanecha elu talmidecha, that it's a mitzvah to teach talmidim, because talmidim are called banim, and the Gemara in Kedushin learns that a person's chayav to teach his son Torah, actual son, because it says Limanatem Osam is Benechem. So the first time it says Vishinantam Levanecha, it's Talmidecha. And the second time it says Vishinantam Levanecha, it's Kipshuto, Banim. So the Chorah, it should be Faker. The first time it says Vishinantam Levanecha, it should be Kipshuto. And then the second time we can darshan it on not Banim Mamish. We already have teaching your children Kipshuto, so now we can darshan it on Talmidim. Why does Chazal darshan first Banim are Talmidim, and only then they say Banim are Kipshuto? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that anybody who teaches the son of his friend Torah, it's as if he made him. Besanefesh or asu b'charan. So it's mistaber that this geder of teaching your son Torah, it's like you made him. Kilu asau or v'nesh or asu b'charan is equal to talmidim kebanim that we learn in the Sifri. That since it's as if he made him, so it's as if he's his father. Kamalamid has been chaver Torah. It's as if he made him, it's like he's his father. That's the same geder as Vishinantim Levanecha Elu Talmidecha. So it emerges then that the derech of Olada's Banim Al Yedei Asisa Talmidim proceeded in the building of the fatherhood of Avram Avinu and the building of Klal Yisrael. First it was Midin Talmidim, and then, only then, Avram Avinu became a father. Right? First it's a Nefesh Rasu Bacharan. First he taught the Talmidim. First he made Talmidim. And then Banim. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Gimel, it says when Avram Avinu was in Haran, he was already called Avram, of La'aram. So you see that his Avos already started in Haran. That's where he's making his Talmidim. And in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes, we learn that by making the Fashas Bacharon, it's Licho Avram Vesar Lapoch, it's all Bria Me'olam Shel Tol, Olam Shel Torah. So now that's the Shorish of the Madrega of Avhamon Goyim, that was Nishlam afterwards in Eretz Yisrael. So you see that it all started in Haran, when he takes the world from the world of Toh to the world of Torah. So since the darg of Melamei Torah LeTalmidim preceded by Avraham Avinu, the darg of teaching Torah to his children, in the binyan of the Tzur of Klal Yisrael and the creation of the world of Torah, therefore Chazal understood that the first pasuk in the parasha, in the first pasuk in the first parasha, Shiratim Levanecha is Talmidecha, Kederach Avraham Avinu, and then Vayter in the second parasha, of Kriya Shema v'limadatem osam osam es b'neichem. So now it's coming to add a chiv on the father to teach son to Torah to his son. B'diuk in the Mahalach of Avram Avinu, first to the Talmidim and then to the children. So now we're going to go back to our sugya, and now it's beautiful, because the question is, why does the Torah emphasize Talmidim Avram Sarah were only in Char, not in Rokanstim? What happened to the Talmidim that he made in Rokanstim? It's a Nefesh Shirasu, they took the Eretz Yisrael, all the Nefesh that they made, wherever they were. Why only in Charan? Avram Avinu already fought for Amun and Rokanstim. He was thrown into the Kivshan Esh, like we find in Pesachim Kuf Yud Ches. So we have to say that Avram Avinu and Sarah weren't Matzliach in Rokanstim to be Mamet Talmidim. And they were only Matzliach in Charan. So it emerges then that Behemoth Avram Avinu was Zoche to this Hatava of Holadas Banim, even when they went from Rokazin to Charan. In other words, when they were in Rokazin, they didn't have children. When they were in Charan, they did. Which children they have in Charan? Talmidim, that's also children. That's Avram Avlaram. So according to this, not only is there not a kasha from the fact that they were in Zohar, the Kriyas Gzardin or Holadas Banim by changing places from Rokazin to Charan, but Adarav, that's the Yisod of the whole Mahalach of the fact that Shinui Makom is effective, because the Tchilas Holadas Banim of Avram Avinu was Taka Shinui. He went from place to place. He went from Ur Kasdim to Charan, and when he got to Charan, he changed his place, and now he is Matzlich with the Talmidim. So now he has Talmidim which are like Banim. So the Banim Arishonim Avram Avinu were in Ur Kasdim and in Charan. Then when he changed from Ur Kasdim, and then we went from Charan to Eretz Yisrael. Now he has Banim Kipshuto. So you see that it's not a din in Eretz Yisrael. It's a din in wherever you, anytime you make a shinui makom. So that's the answer to Rabbi Yitzchak, who says, no, it's a din in Eretz Yisrael. And the Yeshom says, no, it's a din in shinui makom, because it happened when he went to Haran, so then it can't be a din in Eretz Yisrael. So that B'siyata D'Shmai is the Mahalach and the Sugya. And there's a lot more where that came from. Torah of Harav Agon, Rav Yaakov Dov and Hamnik, Mamish Nifla Pile Plos, and we should be Zocha Lulmodu Lamid Lishma Balas Lakaim is called the Rei Salma Torah Sovi Hava Amen V'Amen Shalom Shalom Sviyat Mishra.